Dozens of immigrant rights advocates and families of immigrants in detention gathered in front of the ICE building in San Francisco Wednesday. They were demanding accountability from ICE and the private prison company GEO Group, which they accuse of inhumane and abusive conditions in detention facilities. Jonathan Montes Diaz is a community member detained in Golden State Annex Detention Center in Bakersfield. He wasn't physically at the protest, but spoke through the phone. He said basic facilities such as restrooms, showers, hallways are in poor condition. He said healthcare is also subpar.
I have experienced long wait time for medical and dental. And when I finally get seen, I am told that ICE deems my procedure to be too expensive, or I am placed at the end of the list, a list I have been on for 13 plus months.
Montes Diaz said he brought these issues to the administration at Golden State Annex, but the conditions only got worse. He said he also talked to two ICE officials, but both of them told him there was nothing they could do. Jose Ruben Hernandez is a formerly detained leader at both Mesa Valdez in McFarland and Golden State Annex. He's also a spiritual activist with the Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity. It is a California social justice interfaith organization. He said authorities in these facilities retaliated against him when he complained about the conditions.
These two for-profit ICE detention centers have damaged me physically and mentally. Whether it was through the sexual abuse and harassment, to the long period of being placed in solitary confinement, to the violent transfers to Texas for purpose of being tortured and force-fed, to being denied medical treatment that has left me cane-bound, in which all of these are the many forms of retaliation that I experienced by ICE and GEO, all for asking for better living conditions, as well as to be paid the California minimum wage for the janitorial work that we were subjected to do.
Eunice Hernandez Jr. is the co-director of Pangea Legal Services. It is a nonprofit organization that provides legal services for immigrants. She said human rights violations have long existed since private detention centers were created. She said ICE is supposed to hold companies like GEO accountable for the conditions at their facilities. She said Congress should be doing more to make sure ICE and these detention centers follow the rules.
Who's holding ICE accountable, right? And so part of that responsibility falls on members of Congress. And so we're also asking them to step up and to do more. Instead of continuing to fund billions of taxpayers' dollars to ICE to detain people, they need to really think about how ICE is not following their own standards and putting people's lives in danger.
Hernandez Jr. said activists will continue to organize protests in front of the ICE building and bring more awareness to the issue until there is change. For KPFA News, I'm Yiyun Chen.